Dan Van Groningen, Vice President of Van Groningen and Sons Incorporated, Manteca, California.
Let's go ahead and start off with telling us about your business. How long have you been in business, and what exactly do you do?
Okay, our family, my grandfather started farming in the Central Valley here in about 1925. And he started farming in Hanford, California. And then the family moved to Ripon, California, which is 2 to 3 hours north of Hanford, California, which is next to Fresno. So he started here in the mid-20s, and they started with a dairy, and they did some row cropping, and it gradually grew to a lot more row cropping, tomatoes and watermelons and things like that, and then they eventually sold the dairy. They phased out the dairy after World War II, and then my father and uncle became partners.
So there's quite some family history there.
Yeah, it's been going on for a long time. So I am the third generation of farming, and then I have my two sons that are involved in farming, and my son-in-law, my two brothers are still involved in it, and my nephew. So there are seven of us now that are that have interest in the company.
You are involved in the farm-to-family program. How did you first get involved with this?
Well, it's kind of an extension on the rescue mission. Some years ago, our church was involved in supporting the Stockton Rescue Mission, and it's been an ongoing thing from this area for many years, supporting the rescue mission. And then I served on the board there for 4 years, and I could tell that it was run very well. I mean, you know, what was brought in and what they did, and you know, it wasn't only supplying them food, it was supplying them, you know, once they get out of a rehab and find them a job, also, you know, trying to introduce the Christian faith to them. And so it was, I thought it was very, very good. And so after I stepped out, after 4 years being on the board, which was probably 30 years ago, I kept supporting them. And then here in 2006, Farm to Family came about and wanted to know if we wanted to work with them on a lot larger scale. And so it was just a natural fit, you know, to work with them. And I wanted to know what they did. And I went to San Francisco, and I wanted to see their warehouse and how this all operated. You know, I wanted to make sure that this was going to the right people. And they showed me they had pantries and stuff like that where it would filter down to. And, you know, I thought it was important that I would know how they would operate and who they would be supporting. And they would still be helping the rescue mission and a lot of other missions, too. So that's how I got involved.
So you really did your research on this before you got involved with it?
I did, because there's too many things out there. You send money, you send this, and where is it actually going to? You know, I mean, it's easy to give away this or that, but I wanted to make sure that this was a legitimate thing that they were doing and that it was helping those that really needed it, you know. So, yes, I really did. If we were going to start committing truckloads of product to this, I wanted to make sure that it was that it was right, you know.
Mm-hmm. So you compared how it was very similar to what you were doing at the rescue mission. Are there some ways that it's different?
You know, I think the different thing is that they take a lot more volume. You know, at the mission, the problem with a local mission sometimes, it's not staffed with people that can pick up product. You know, they are having a hard time getting volunteers there to help out. And so for them to come out and get something on a regular basis, it just didn't work a lot of times. We'd call them, and, you know, after 3-4 days, you know, they never came or something happened. But, you know, doing it with Farm to Family, it's truckloads going into different warehouses around California here, and it just made a lot more sense. So it went from a little bit to a lot. But now we still call the mission that can come anytime and pick up watermelons and sweet corn, whatever we have here. We have plenty of it that doesn't make grade, you know.
So was it hard to get involved in the Farm to Family program?
No, it wasn't hard at all. They approached us, I think it was 2006 when we started with them. So we've been doing it, you know, quite a few years. No, it was very easy working with them. I think on our end, we had one point person here, and, her name is Gina, and then she works with them on what we have and getting all the purchase orders, and she checks with me how much product we're going to have for them this week. And it's kind of built from not just this area now. Now when we are starting in by the Mexican border now, we have some growers there, and we use those growers too to give to Farm to Family. So it's, you know, other growers are very aware of it, but we've encouraged them, and these are growers that grow for us.
Nice. So you're spreading the word out there on your own too.
Yes. We tell others, hey, look, this is a good program here. You know, it's especially, you know, it works most efficiently if you bring produce into your packing shed and you grade it, and the product that doesn't quite meet grade, then it works. Now, if you're field packing all your stuff, then you're not going to have much at all to donate at all. Now, we field pack everything here, so there is going to be, you know, 2-5% of the product all the time that's cosmetically, there's something wrong, it's scarred, it's got some sunburn on, sweet corn, it's not completely 7 inches in length. You know, there's something wrong with it that it has to be graded out. And so for us, it works very well here.
I want to ask just to share with our listeners who are maybe considering joining up for this program, but I can tell from talking with you today that you have a very giving spirit and a very giving heart. But I'm wondering, what do you feel that this program gives back to you and your family?
Well, you know, I don't think all the time that we have to receive something. You know, I've always grown up with the philosophy is if, you know, there's a Bible verse. It says Luke 12, verse 48. Everyone to whom much was given, to him much will be required. And I really, really feel that that's important. You know, we are given a lot here in California. We are blessed with the weather. We're best blessed with our climate here. We have so much more than other areas have. And so if we've got plenty, we got to give. And so, I mean, it's just when I was brought up, you know, it's like tithing, basically, you know.
Dan, I think that pretty much sums it up pretty perfectly. But if you were to wrap up this program and when you're explaining it, maybe when you're talking with another farmer and telling them why they should participate, what would you tell them?
Well, I would tell them if you have product that comes into your packing shed and you're going to end up dumping that, putting that in a dumpster, and it's going to go to cattle feed, you're much better sorting it out, calling the Farm to Family, have them come out. The other day I was by a grower that was kiwi. He was packing kiwi, and he had a lot of small-sized kiwi. And he says, I don't know what I'm going to do with that. And I said, well, if you talk to Farm to Family. He says, no, I never even thought of them. I says, give them a call. They'll come out here, and they'll take all this small stuff, and they'll give you a little bit for it for the packing. And you get a little of your cost out of it, you know. So, yeah, whenever I have a chance, I see farmers that have something. To me, it's and I think there's a lot of more and more all the time that are doing this. That know, hey, look, we have stuff that we can give back, you know.
I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.